Change the rules of engagement.
With Ziggy and Mo. And tonight, we got a special. I don't even know why I call it special. Nah, this She's is the dog. Special. It's the homie. Introduce yourself. Tell them where they can find you at.
Thank you.
Oh, my bad. Here. Tell them where they can find you at.
Hi, I'm Daylen. I work at Baby Dolls Fort Worth. I'm currently
I've never been to that.
Making money.
Yeah, Collins. That's off of Collins or 157. Yeah, it's Trinity,
off. Yeah. Oh, that one?
Yeah.
That's like right down the street.
Tell
from
them
my
where
house.
They can find you online.
Oh, online. Wait, you talking about my Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram. Instagram.
My Instagram is OMFGSHE.
Yeah, OMFG.
Yeah, because you know whenever you like that picture, it goes, OMFG, she liked your photo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking, wow.
Like, I think that was 2013 I made that. Yeah. The original OMFG.
That's it.
I was just at Baby Dolls like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, girl. I pulled a hamstring last week, so I take all.
Bruh, time. Like, how do you pull a hamstring?
When you do the splits and bounce with no hands. Oh. You don't look my no hands.
Can you do that right now?
No.
I've had a question on my mind for like the past like week since like Thanksgiving, because this conversation comes up a lot, and we all believe in fuck buddies over here, right? Yes.
Happens to the best of us.
Yes. All right. So we take that as a yes here on ROE. I want to know if you were fucking around with a guy. And your homegirl or your family member wanted to fuck around with that person after you finished fucking around with
them.
Well,
okay, so there's a homie rule that y'all go by. Well, most people don't, but you don't fuck who's fucked someone else you know. So like say my homegirl smashes somebody else.
No. See, that's where you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Most men, real niggas, we have the love rule.
So if it's like, I see, I get it.
Yeah, if I was cool with your ex, your baby daddy, I could not fuck you. You know what I'm saying? If I was cool, you know what I'm saying? Same thing.
Because you know what? Because my person that I was like fucking around with, like I didn't love him, so guess what?
Yeah, the next bitch.
I wouldn't, like if it was somebody close to me and they were like, dang, I think I'm in love with him, blah, blah, blah.
Correct. Congrats.
Like, go ahead. You because like I didn't have love for him, you know, so it was like there was no feelings there, so.
Too sure. See, she was about to say some other shit.
No, but you never know how bad it's going to bother you until it happens. Like, it might not bother you just the thought of it, but then they're like, oh my God, I smashed him.
It has
happened.
Whoa,
hold up.
On several occasions of a chick that I schmutted out.
Schmutted
out.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Now, and what I mean by schmutted out, I use that word loosely, but I basically had, we'll say, foot on the head, no respect for type shit, nasty, just whatever. Another nigga has wifed that I was cool with, like he was my homie. And it's actually happened to me once too.
Were you bothered by it?
When I was dating her.
Oh, so you were dating her?
So, no.
I thought we were talking about fucking.
I'm saying for me, I've been on the other side of that as well. Like, when I was in the service, I was in the military, my homeboy was fucking around with this chick. We were young back then, so it was a little different. We were neighbors. Like, so
y'all was little homeboys and big homeboys.
No, like we were neighbors, like so not like we were neighbors in the dorm.
Oh. Okay.
So like basically any chick he fucked with, they passed my door. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, I got to see him, and like it was one chick that came by the door, and I was like, bro, who is that? And he was like, man, I've been working on her for weeks, you know, blah, 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 blah. And like, she really liked me though. Like, she used to come over and hang out and play video games and drink with me, and we would be just up talking. And like, I was like, I ain't fucking with her like that. I would never fuck with her like that because she fucked the homie. But I did. It didn't work out. It only lasted like 3 months. But it was because of other reasons. But because I'm a nigga and I'm a dog. And I was a dog at that time.
You're still
but
a dog.
I can basically see on both sides. I can see on both sides of it. And I think there's nothing wrong with a nigga fucking a chick that I just talked to.
Right.
Like, the phrase, it ain't no fun if the homies don't get none, it's true. Like, if she liked me, she most likely gonna like one of my homies because birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
Look, she don't like that at all.
No, it's not that. It's I've smashed homie clans before. It's not a big thing.
But how did the homies feel, though?
Well, let's start off with...
They didn't like it, right?
They didn't give no fuss. Why? Because I was considered a pass along.
Oh, damn.
I smashed one. I was like, oh, your homeboy look good. Okay, hey, go ahead.
So you was just like, you know what I'm saying?
Homie hopper. That's what's going on. Homie hopper.
You was in the site for the whole time.
Oh, no. I never did it many more than twice, but... All right, that did no good on the next.
I had no filter.
So, now, my question is, now, all right. You believe threesomes and trains, right? You know the difference between...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Anything more than two is a train.
Guys. Yes, guys. Okay, I was going to say, girls, no, that's a threesome still. No, my question is... Would you let them?
Oh, hell no.
No, you don't go down. You don't get down.
Man, I got enough miles on my pussy. I don't need to add. Like,
yes. So.
Oh, my God.
That's my name, man. All right, so.
Drink to that.
Listen, you about to have a bunch of niggas lurking on your IG. Yeah, niggas gonna be like, yo, they gonna be in the DM popping. Your DM about to be crazy.
Yeah.
So like, all right. So, cause you strip.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How did you come about into stripping?
Baby daddy lost his job at Walmart, and I had bills to pay. I was working 60 hours a week at Waffle
First
House.
First nigga said Walmart. Like, Walmart. It wasn't like the nigga lost his banking job.
I just had my daughter. 6 weeks after having my daughter, I started Waffle House, which she was born in September.
Right.
By December, he lost his job. Come to find out, it's because he was macking with some chick in the back, but he lied.
nigga got caught macking in the back.
And he didn't have a job for a hot minute after that. Like, I was like 2-3 months.
So, like, the money, obviously, from stripping is... We all know it's crazy.
It depends. It's hit and miss. Preference is key. That's the thing in stripping. Preference is key. One might prefer you where another might not.
Mm.
Right. And
so, since you strip, because this is funny to me, because there are some niggas that will not date certain industry, you know what I'm saying? Type. Women are the same way. Like, women have the fuck boys are rappers, promoters, and all
if
that.
If you don't make drug money, don't come see me. That's all I'm going to say. On the cool. If you ain't a CEO, president, DOD contractor, something, a dough boy, there ain't no point. Because I ain't going to waste my own time for $20 because time is money, honey.
Oh, my God. I love it. She said, if you ain't no dope boy, don't come see me. Well, then, for all the trap niggas in Fort Worth, come see the homie, OMFG_she.
Is it underscore? Dope. It's all together. That's what I'm saying.
OMFG, she. My bad.
I'm the OG of that name.
Yeah, my bad. No, that's funny as hell. So, like, is there an industry you won't date?
Well.
Is there a type of dude you won't
date? There is one dude I won't date. I will never date a waiter.
Wow, why?
Why?
Because they petty. Have you ever seen that movie, Waiting?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, can you really say, like, okay. For instance, I just ate at Albanese, name drop, yesterday for lunch. I would fuck with a chick that waited at Albanese because they get tipped. Like, they dealing with millionaires in that
moment. That's the thing. I'm still not going to sit here and support another dude.
No. Well, they also make good money at certain steakhouses. Eddie V's and shit like that.
Yeah, like what if it's like a really
like upscale? What if he's like?
I think he's gonna have to work at Nick and Sam's.
Yeah, Eddie V's is up there. Like Albanese is. I don't know if you like Albanese is like right over by where the Cowboys stay.
Yeah.
Like Oaklawn and all that shit. Like you know what I'm saying? Highland Park.
Yeah. First problem.
The neighborhood. No, but like. I don't know. That's crazy. I never knew that. Well, we've been friends for a long time, and I never knew that you would never date. I'm glad I was never a waiter.
Is it just a waiter?
Yeah, it's just waiters. Like anybody else, like
so you could date any other. Like
I don't have a problem with it. I dated male strippers.
Don't point at me. She was like, I dated male strippers, and I'm like, wait, what? No, nigga. Wait.
No, I said it, that was a whole hand.
Oh, okay. All right. I was about to say because I felt the finger point on that one. Yeah. I was like, wait, I was
sure. And it's not necessarily that I dated. Like, I'm not a dater. Like, I'm more of a smash and grab kind of girl. get in, get out before I get room. Leaving 20 on the nightstand and delete the number. There's nothing
more than meaning. Wait, so I'm not telling myself, so 20? 20? That's
just a 20.
Just a 20 on the
nightstand. There's nothing more than meaning than trying to figure out if that was actually shit. Worth it. Hold on, wait.
Where's my 20s at? Nigga, shit. Bullshit.
Bro, I just broke your hundo. Don't worry.
So you know I got it. Fuck with me. You know I got it. Licking ass. No, but that's very interesting. Mo, is there any profession you wouldn't date?
Rappers and athletes.
Fuck you.
What?
Yeah, rappers and athletes.
Speak athletes up, because nobody
has... Athletes bro.
Rappers and athletes.
Why not?
Athletes, I think they're arrogant. And I've worked enough around them to understand, like, I haven't met one.
Or you worked around them, huh?
Let me clarify that for anyone. No.
Bruh, so, all right. I knew the rappers thing because we've talked about this before. Yeah, but the athletes
and I've dated one, so yeah, like, no, never again.
But the athlete thing is kind of is weird to me because there's a lot of married athletes, like, right. They were with their sweet date. They found a woman they loved, you know, type right. shit.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith's wife is a pastor.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dion's was at one point, like, they were, like, official tissue. Michael Irvin, his wife, went through him with that's all the drugs all and all that like, shit.
That's definitely fine.
I yeah, just you just not. That. You just don't want to fuck with him. Because no. You catch him after all the money come.
He's such a dick. Wow. Well, it's not just that. Like, in general, I see where she's coming from because all they do is play games and they got people to cover up their shit.
The arrogant thing, I'm very arrogant, but I ain't never been on a field or a basketball. Well, I've been on those, but I ain't never
professionally. I think athletes are, like, arrogant on a way different level.
It's really? One of those I could have anybody, so you better tread lightly kind of thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, when I was working in the club, it's just their whole demeanor. Like,
yeah, no. Yeah, like yeah. But I feel
like you're, if I want you, I can have you. But I don't
so, know. Could you date a porn star?
Oh, no. No, I can't. See, I know my track record. The last thing I want to do is know theirs and be able to watch it.
Oh my gosh. Just saying.
We have so many taglines for this right now.
We have so many fucking titles for this. Definitely.
I am so hashtags, short statement.
The hashtag is new fucking hashtags greatness right now. Oh, yeah. So could you date a porn star, Mo?
I don't know.
Mo's been hesitant about this question.
I don't know.
Mo, you could watch another nigga or watch a girl.
I'm open on open relationships.
That's so true. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nah, I was talking about trisexual. Don't try anything.
Would
once.
You? Okay, so would you be open to an open relationship?
I'm a selfish, jealous person. I don't share well with others.
Ain't that the fuck?
I'm not even no stunt. That's why I don't date though people. Either.
Yeah.
That's obviously like I don't really try to date too much because it backfires on me. Like I'll get mad and jealous and be like, why are you being crazy, bro? You put me in this situation.
What?
Yeah. I told you what was gonna happen if this happened. I gave you full warning and then you wanna go ahead and do it and be like, why are you acting crazy?
So what? So what makes okay, because you obviously had children, and you were with someone, or a child, or children.
Yeah.
Okay. So you obviously were with someone, and you were crazy before this.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did that person do to make you say, you know what, this is mine, and I'm crazy about mine?
No.
Like, what, it was like, oh, I love, they just said I love you?
There's a difference in jealous and possessive. You know, in jealous, it's something that's yours. Possessive is something that's not. So if you're mine, I'm gonna be a jealous bitch. Like, who the fuck is she? Why is she talking to you? What's she doing in your inbox? How you got her number? What y'all talking about? This don't look right. Why are the messages?
Well, that's different. That's different. I'm saying for instance, if we were dating, for instance, very
hypothetically,
we were dating, and you know, I do this. I'm doing this podcast. You would obviously know Mo is the homie. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You would have to be cool with that, which I feel you would. Look, but if we had to have a female guest, i.e.
You'd see me sitting right over there in that chair watching. Oh. Just saying. Out the picture, but I'm going to sit here and watch.
Body make sure that bitch don't touch you.
Body language
make sure
is
that bitch don't touch you. But she laughed a little too hard. She laughed a little too hard. She laughed a little too hard.
But you ain't never heard Kevin Hart.
See, I couldn't. What is, all right, so what is your sign?
You know what? At least you're honest.
I'm Pisces Aries. I'm a cusp baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got negative qualities of both traits.
I just thought the Libras were fucking psychotic. Oh,
you ain't got
I'm sorry.
You ain't got none.
I'm sorry.
I'm a fucking Libra, you asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, see, but there's a difference in psychotic.
I knew that, by the way. I was just fucking with my.
There's a difference between psychotic and premeditated psychotic. You know, I'll wait 3 to 5 business years to take out my retaliation.
This nigga said business years.
3 to 5 business years.
She said business years, Mo. Not days. Not weeks.
Yeah, because I want you to completely forget about me. And then bam. You're like, where did that come from? And I'm just sitting here, karma got a middle name. Because, you know, people put everything
so
on Facebook.
Every motherfucker that wanted to inbox you just said,
No.
Hey. Unless they just don't like they did.
I would never cut that off.
Really?
Never. No.
You'll bury a motherfucker, but you'll let him be intact?
No, I'll just throw him out to the hogs after a little bit of sleeping medication. They eat bone.
Throw him out to the hogs. Yeah. Do you realize this is some... Y'all, anybody ever seen Snatch? You know what I'm talking about? You've never seen Snatch with Brad Pitt in it? It's a British movie. You gotta watch it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Brad Pitt's in it. He's a fucking bare knuckle boxer.
I'm more
boxer.
Like Taken.
Oh, you're like I have a special set of skills. Yeah. I will find you.
I will find you.
Jesus.
I will wrap your ass. Well, because I don't need blood in the truck when I'm toting your ass off to the other side of the world.
No. See, the dude that used to feed him to the hogs, he plasticed everything.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to tranquilize your ass, put you in the back of the truck, carry your ass 5 to 12 hours away, drop you off on 180 acres, and be done with it.
Wow.
My hands are free when you drop me off?
Nope.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I
know
how to hog tie and zip tie. Don't play.
That's fucked up. At least let my hands be free. You can tie my feet, but let my hands be free.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to coat your ass in some peanut butter, throw a little bit of poppy seed on your
ass. You're trying to get in there.
Tie you to a tree and make you watch your legs get ate off first.
I need your number after this.
I got you.
Nah, bro. This is a bad idea.
Exactly. You're the one that said, no bar hold.
Yeah, no. Yeah, like, this was just a bad idea. I just realizing how bad of an idea this was. Like, bro,
and it's never
a
threat. It's always a promise. So I can't get in trouble for that.
This is insanity. All right,
Oh, my gosh.
So we've cleared you. You're not an open relationship person, I don't feel they work anyway. Mo, you know, you wouldn't.
Somebody always gets attached to the other person.
Well, no. There are some married couples that are cuckolds. We had an episode during the holidays.
With somebody.
Dude was in a cuckold. Like, a dude
like
watched him fuck his wife.
He was like the other guy.
So
that's
could
a swinger.
You, yeah, basically. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. There's different levels of open relationships. So, for instance, you probably might not be into being able to be watch your man or share your man with another woman. But you may be into letting your man watch you get fucked by another man.
Oh, no.
No?
Oh.
All right. I'm just curious. I mean, because you say you hop. So I'm just,
there's,
you know what I'm saying?
There's a give and take when it comes to relationships. If you want respect and you want the dignity and you want the value and you want the loyalty, you have to give it in return. So why would I be okay with somebody else fucking me if I ain't okay with you fucking someone else? That's just wrong.
What if he likes it?
I don't care what he likes.
Damn.
He better go find another bitch then.
Ah.
There's plenty of fish in the sea, honey. That fish right there is mine.
You licked the fish and all. Yeah.
I licked it, it's mine.
You licked it, it's mine. So, man, that is insane to me.
Why?
It's not insane to me that you don't share. It's just insane to me, like, one, that you have a profession you won't date. That's very odd to me. I mean, not odd to me, but it's like...
Well, with my profession, I have a lot of guys that I've spoke with, talked to, and they're like, well, I don't like what you do. Well, here, let me make you 2 points. One, this job was here before you. It'll be here after you.
Yeah.
And two, you knew what I was doing when we started this escapade, so what makes you think I'm going to change for you? If I'm going to change for anybody, it's going to be for me.
Right. No, yeah. No. I can agree with that. I mean, I wouldn't wholeheartedly date a stripper.
No, you would fuck her and move around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason being, I just can't, like, same reason I couldn't do no porn star. Like, I couldn't be with, I could fuck a porn star, but I couldn't be with a porn star. But the reason being is because I just feel like, I'll never, if I dated you, if I dated anyone, any girl, I would never ask her body count.
God,
never.
No, nobody wants to know that shit.
Well, no.
We definitely talked about this before.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. I wouldn't want to know. And it's not an insecurity thing, it's just because I don't care.
Right.
But if it's in my face... Like, let's say, for instance, we fight and I go on Pornhub to rub one out, and I see one of your fucking films.
That's what I was saying about. Like, that's why I could never date a male porn star.
I would be like, no. The fuck? First I can't all, go on like, Pornhub. Yeah, I can't even jerk off in peace. This bitch is everywhere.
Like, first of all, what are you doing on Pornhub? That in Brazil puts like shit on your phone and computer. You know,
listen, what are they gonna put? Free. You watch porn on your phone, nigga. Okay, and I'm a grown ass motherfucker. No,
I watch viruses. I like XXX and YouPorn.
I mean, X videos is cool.
RedTube. PunishTube?
I just started on RedTube.
This turned into a porn episode all of a sudden.
RedTube.
Everybody knew about XTube, PunishTube. What the fuck is PunishTube? Never mind. Never mind the face you just made. Yeah,
BDSM?
Yeah. Oh, that brings up a very valid point.
Oh, hell.
Would you let a man spit in your mouth?
Oh, hell no. Wait, why are you laughing so hard? Wait, there's a difference in, like, sticking your fingers in my mouth, gagging me, and fucking me?
No. Like, I'm talking, like, okay.
Like, no,
okay.
I'm not gonna
do it, of course. But I'm saying, like, he grabs you, opens your mouth, and just drops down spitting. Your homie.
Hey, but that's where I get back to preference is key.
Yes, preference is
whatever
key.
Whatever you prefer, whatever floats your boat, as long as.
All right, now I do have another question about that. It's kind of the same similar thing.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever done a snowball?
Yes. I've done a white dragon too.
Explain. Mo got really excited. Explain.
White dragon is when you're sucking their dick and they're about to nut and they shove your head on it and you can't pull out and it comes out your nose.
Oh, they call that something else.
Nah, that's a white dragon.
No, it's
how the fuck do you do that?
Well, because when you suck it closes the back part of your throat so it doesn't go down your throat, it goes out your nose.
I'm so trying that. White dragon.
I knew what that was, but I thought it was called white smoke or something like that.
That's a white dragon.
That's like the Dirty Sanchez, like when you leave a mustache on, when you give her a goatee with your semen.
I'm a swallower, honey. It's not black spit.
Yeah, you know what's... Never mind. I'm going to tell that story. I was going to say...
Wait, I got to know. Have you ever donkey punched?
Yes.
Wait, what's that?
I'm gonna let him explain it.
If we're talking about the same thing,
we'll find out.
Wait, this way or this way?
That way.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it's obviously.
Explain. Because wait.
So, what I was taught is you're fucking her in the ass, and then you hit her in the back of her head, and as soon as you do, she passes out and everything clenches up. You pull your dick out real quick, and it pulls the intestines out with it.
Oh, you told me about this before.
That was
first off, that is not.
Except for the intestine.
Yeah, that is not what I've done.
It's a basic hemorrhoid, basically.
Yeah, basically, it's like giving him a hemorrhoid. But I ain't never punched a bitch when she knocked out. That's a borderline fucking physical abuse.
I'll have to show you the video later.
But, like, I mean, because there's something back. But there's something back there. That's fucking horrendous. By the way.
We're probably not doing this again.
By the way, if any of my family is listening, I have never hit a woman. Ever.
I can prove otherwise.
Nah. Ever. Ever hit a woman. Jesus Christ. This episode will not get published.
It's already online.
No, yeah, no, that's what, no, because see, that was what I was going to say too, is like, there's another donkey punch.
Okay.
There's another donkey punch. Head, kind of the same thing as the dragon, mm-hmm. But you.
I'm waiting for
but
this.
But you kind of like not like closed fist, but you kind of open fist, palm hand, back of the head, because there's something back there that makes him tighten up.
Why do people fucking, wanna, like, hurt each other?
And it just shoots straight down. It's like a shoot strike.
Nah, because if you shove your dick down there far enough, the throat closes up. It's going to come out
the
nose.
No. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, but if you hit him, like I said, if you hit him in a certain area in the back of the head, in the back of your head, you automatically clench up.
Pressure. So you trying to get your dick off?
No. But yes and no. I'm not trying to get my dick bit off. But she tightens up. Like if she's doing it right, she'll tighten up and it'll shoot straight in her throat.
So what you're telling me is you're not a pump nutter. You just one shot done.
The big one. Oh. The big one. For all of y'all who...
This makes...
There's a bunch of nasty shit, by the way, out there. I'm so glad she's on the show, because I'm like, I thought I was the only one that knew all these phrases and shit about this shit. But snowballing is fucking disgusting. Okay, and gay as fuck.
I thought I like fucking...
Snowball is gay.
Okay, now first of all, Snowball is gay. I don't just be running around sticking things in my mouth like dicks, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things.
Wait,
like,
you said you're a homie hopper, so you don't suck dick?
No, I don't be sucking dick like that. Nah, bro. Nah.
I feel like sucking dick is like intimate.
Exactly. If I'm gonna stick your dick in my mouth, like,
that's so ass backwards of your Pacific Island family, though. Japanese think sucking dick is like kissing. They suck dick before they'll fuck. I actually fucked a lot of girls in the mouth before I even fucked them.
But I think kissing is intimate, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, you can fuck somebody and not kiss them.
Yeah, plenty of one night stands, but I never even kissed them.
Oh, you have had one night stands?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, right. What am I talking about?
You're an idiot.
The homie hopper. The homie hopper.
It's one of those things, like, I don't even like having my pussy ate. That's all there is to it.
Wait, what?
You remember what I said about wham, bam, thank you, ma'am? I'm a smash and grab kind of girl. I'm trying to get in, get out, and get on.
So you don't like head?
Do you want your ass ate, though?
No, God.
Do you eat ass?
You get, no, hell no. You get anywhere near my ass, and you are not coming anywhere near my face. I'm sorry.
Do you eat ass?
No, hell no. I don't rim
guys. So, but you do anal?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing like, shit, just spit on it. What's up?
Yeah, definitely. Just.
I'm more of a bit, but I'm also more of a bend over kind of person.
Can you?
You don't swap holes.
Though. ATM? No ATM.
No, we don't. Ass to mouth.
We don't swap.
No.
What the fuck is ATM?
Ass to mouth.
Where they pull it out of your ass and you suck their dick.
I don't know.
No. That's how you get that E. coli poisoning and shit.
But I mean, I'm just saying, you want a nigga to eat mold. You want a nigga to eat your ass, so you need to eat. You need to figure out what I'm eating back
there. I'm not fucking because I'm super clean. Okay, I'm not gonna eat nobody's ass.
Yep, so you wouldn't, but you wouldn't eat your own?
No, because if you're putting
Would you eat your pussy?
Well, I mean, I would still kiss them after. After head, like,
so,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So, all right, then it's the same shit.
But that's the thing, there's a two and
no pun intended, it's the same shit.
Okay, I feel like, no, that's different. Once we do anal, like, there's no head or anything like
that. Unless you go wash.
That's why you have to do it after, like after everything you do.
Yeah, it's the final. It's the final countdown.
Yeah,
the final countdown.
Like, okay, yeah, dude eats me out. I'll kiss him, but if he don't kiss me after he nuts in my mouth, it ain't gonna happen again.
Exactly.
That's your shit. Why would you kiss me after your shit, but you expect me to kiss you after my shit? Yeah,
Ziggy ain't like that.
First off. If you swallow it, that's a difference. I'll air mouth you. I will not tongue you. I will not tongue you.
Hypothetically speaking, you stick your tongue in my pussy and then you come up and tongue kiss me.
No. See, but I have the same respect. I will not tongue kiss you after eating the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll movie kiss you if you will. No tongue, just lip. Just because it's just something erotic about
them. It makes sense to me. It's like you're swapping saliva. Doesn't matter.
Well,
like,
he has a mustache. That shit gonna be everywhere anyway.
I have a full on. Let's be full clear. I have a full on nigga beard. And and the thing of it is too. Like that's another thing too. I had a girl tell me she didn't want to kiss me or me to come up because she felt it on her chin. And it felt weird to her. She was like, "Nigga, I'm feeling my coochie on my chin," and I was like. That's a good point. That's almost like me having my dick on my chin. I wouldn't be cool with that. I wouldn't be cool with that.
But men, okay, so men want hoes, but they don't want to know how they got there.
They want what?
They want a dirty little slut in the sheets, but they don't want to know how they got there.
That's not always true.
Well, you got to turn them into one.
Thank you. I was about to say, I want her to be, I'll put it like this. I don't care if she's a slut in the sheets and how she got, because again, I don't want to know.
Exactly.
I don't want to know.
Right.
But. If she's a little too freaky for me, like she the donkey punch me. If a girl requests me to donkey punch her,
all right, we done.
I'm just telling. I'm gonna be like, bitch, what have you gone through in life that makes you want this? Like, what? I'm concerned.
Where
I
want to
cry in the shower for you. Like, I want to go. I'm gonna ball up in the shower in the fetal position for you. What is wrong with you, bitch? What the fuck? You want to get your intestines pulled out? You want your soul taken? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's just me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But again, there are some niggas out there that find that shit attractive. Me, I'm just like this. If we connect up top, then the sex will be fine. Everything else will come second anyway. I've grown to know that. Like, if I get down with your mental, then everything else is cool. Like, if we get along, to me, the biggest thing is about a woman is if we get along now. Because I done fucked plenty of girls where we don't get along.
Right. And but the sex was good. Because, you know, mentally unstable women have the best pussy.
Yeah.
It's a statistic.
Valid checkpoints. Oh, wow. Maybe this is why I have the situation I have now. But at any rate, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, yes, that is a true statement, but it will never go further than that. And that's the problem, because I'm not gloating. I'm not saying I have the biggest dick in the world, but I got some pretty good dick, if I do say so myself. And, oh.
Have you fucked you?
Have you fucked you? Wow.
That might be the title. Have you fucked you? Have you fucked you?
Yeah.
You speak of it as if, like, my dick is terrible. Anyway.
The two things that never disappointed me is index and middle.
Look, I had to double check because I'm kind of small, but I got some decent hands. So anyway, moving right along. It's not about the size. Mo says it's not about the size, it's about the motion in the ocean.
Yeah, but you ain't going to get to England in a rowboat.
You can, but it might take you a while. You got to have the endurance. Look, Mo, frustrated. Look, all the little dick niggas is sending you dick pics right now. Can you work with this, Mo? Can you work with this? Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, man, I don't... Some of the shit I understand, like Dirty Sanchez, snowballing, if you want to try it, bitch, that's fine. That's kind of, you know, whatever.
Spitting her mouth.
Mill just dropped a song about another girl, about a girl spitting in his mouth.
No, not only that.
Or a line about it.
Yeah, because Joe Budden. His podcast, they were talking about.
Yeah. Spitting in the mouth. Yeah. Listen, because technically you swap spit when you're kissing, really kissing anyway. So I kind of get it, but then at the end of the day, like,
I don't want to watch it.
I'm telling you,
it's going to be a trend.
You might make me want
to
try it.
No. But every time, you haven't seen the program, right? Mm-hmm. Have you seen the program?
Mm-hmm.
You have? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's a football movie, right?
Oh, The Program. I thought you were talking about a program.
No, The Program. Remember when it was a football, the black linebacker and the white linebacker, defensive players, we're hitting each other on the shoulder, getting ready for the game, and they spit in each other's mouth.
Sorry, I'm two men. Okay, there's got to stop somewhere.
So that's what I'm saying. So every time she said that, that's what I picture. I'm like, wait, you mean like in my mouth? In my mouth. Nah, bitch, you tripping.
See, but it's socially acceptable for two women to do that, but two men,
that's not. No, they can snowball my shit. I don't want to see two bitches in each other's mouth. That's fucking disgusting.
But it's not even like that. Not even like a hockaloo game. Let's just spit in each other.
It's like when they spit on your dick.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or it's like
that's a tad bit different. That's a tad bit different.
That's a tad bit different.
Right? Yeah, that's a tad bit different. Okay, really? You understand? You can spit on a stick. You know what I'm saying? But don't be trying to spit on my tongue. You're out your fucking mouth. Not your fucking mouth. Only thing allowed is okay. So. You don't squirt, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
We need to talk off air.
No, fuck that. I'm going to ask because the listeners want to know. We got a little time. The listeners want to know. Would you be mad if a nigga wanted you to squirt in his mouth?
No. It happens.
Well, no, I'm saying because technically that's piss.
No. It's actually a proven fact. It's only about it's a low percentage of piss, but it's another fluid that comes in.
Okay, so it's still fucking piss.
No, like, there's
be mad though? Like,
the nigga should be mad. I mean, it's almost like catching. It's not. I mean, would you let a nigga piss on you?
Oh, hell no. I'm not 14 and this. You ain't R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Girl, let me piss on you. So have you, as a stripper, have you ever gotten any real weird requests in the strip club? Like, hey, I'm gonna pay you $1,500 for the night, and I want you to just sit on my face. I want you to fart in my eye.
I had a foot guy. He would pay $165 for the room when I worked at the Dallas location, Baby Dolls. And $165 for the room, $500, 20 minutes, he was done. All I had to do was stand on his dick barefooted and rock back and forth.
That is life.
You know what? Women, you know, if I was a girl, I would never be broke.
I'm not.
I would never, a nigga just want to arch, lube up an arch of your foot, and now you
stand. No, it wasn't even lube. It was just standing.
So this nigga wanted the dry dick. He wanted dry dick humping.
He wanted pants included still on.
No, I worked at DG's as a waitress years ago, right? And it was the same thing, a foot fetish guy, right? But he, all he wanted to do was he wanted me to pick a dancer, and she gave me a lap dance, but I had to take off my shoes.
No, I had one.
He paid us $300 each.
Oh, there was another one.
My shoes were off.
I'm sorry. I'm not a foot dude. I've just never. Matter of fact, I tell women, I tell every girl that I've ever dated now, don't put your feet on me above my waist, because I'm not massaging your feet. I'm not sucking no toes. Just, I have the really? Same.
You're missing out on sucking toes.
Hold on. First of all, before we get too much deeper in that, my toes always match my fingers. They're done every.
There's no problem with that. Listen. No. There's no problem with that. But your toes are you country?
Yeah.
You go outside barefoot?
No.
You a lot.
Not since I moved here, man. I don't trust nothing on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, where are you from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas, with the hog shit that Arkansas got. You just talked about hogs. Feed the nigga the hogs. So hogs don't shit everywhere?
Not everywhere.
Anyway.
It's not like your feet is on the fucking hog shit.
Yeah.
Some of them. Some people are.
Well, I'm not even going to argue.
Exactly.
No, I don't like men's feet.
Right, yeah, see, this is the unfair, and this is the other thing that makes it very unfair. I suck your toes, and I'd be like, all right, return the favor. You like, no.
First of all, your toes ain't done. You got a callus. I don't know what's going on.
If I get my feet done, then what?
I'm not gonna suck on them. I'll rub your feet, though. I'll rub your feet. You know,
fuck
baby,
out of here.
Feet hurt,
that's some bullshit, all right? That's some bullshit, and that's some bullshit.
The men are just hairy and disgusting.
But you don't even like men with hair.
No.
Exactly. Right. I'm like motherfucker.
I remember somebody telling Burt Reynolds that I used in this to motherfucker. You understand? You need to wax all the way around.
But my thing is, I think that's borderline gay.
How is that gay?
For a nigga to get waxed?
It's called
shaving is different.
You're helping
Metro.
That's gay.
If you care about how you look, wait, your beard ain't always lined up?
That's
Metro.
Different. No, that's different.
Do you shave your balls? That's Metro.
I don't shave anything.
Does your outfit always match?
I don't shave anything.
That's Metro.
That's not Metro.
That's Metro.
No, but I'm saying, what if, the chick thing?
Well, if I didn't have to be on camera tonight, I wouldn't have given a fuck.
Okay, but what about
if
the chick
that you're
fucking with, she wants you to be bald?
Then maybe we shouldn't fuck around.
Don't stop.
You're telling me you would let go of a bomb ass. Say you got a bomb ass 80% woman.
You don't
want
to shave.
80%. What is she?
80%? You don't know the 80-20 rule.
Oh, what is
80-20? Don't give up 80 for 20.
Yeah. What is 80-20?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Explain 80-20 rule. You got a woman that takes care of you. She cooks. She cleans. She works. She does everything you ask. And then you find this fine ass bitch who can't do none of that. That's 20%. 80% is the girl that does.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So you got 80% woman. She does everything for you. She maybe just trim up a little bit. No, I'm
not. Oh, trim up. Yeah, trim up is different from shaving.
Yeah, you better shave them fucking balls. You want them in my mouth.
Well, then you don't have to hit the ball. But you going to lick the gooch.
Nah! I don't get nowhere near that butthole, remember?
You don't lick the gooch?
Hell nah.
Oh,
that's about half
nah.
Inch. I ain't even going down.
That's why you ain't never had a nigga really fall in love yet.
Leave the gooch.
Don't play. I've had plenty of niggas ass to marry.
Oh, my God. That's insane to me. Yeah, no. I mean, because then my thing is, too, where does it end? I'm just saying, I wouldn't care if she didn't, I'll put it like this. I wouldn't care if she didn't shave and kept it trimmed. I wouldn't care.
Sorry, no.
My man Pimp said.
My ex-girlfriend had a fine ass twat. That bitch looked like marble floors. Always smooth.
Rewind. You said your ex who?
Girlfriend.
Oh.
So you are you literally sure. rewinding it?
Because I had to make sure it was lit up. So I'm like, damn, how much time we got? So you had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
a girl got a girlfriend. I've had more than one. Oh, so you swing both ways for real.
I told you, trisexual.
Try anything once and come back. I got
but
you.
But no, like, she was perfect. She was a beautiful paramedic. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Oh.
You crazy.
Yeah. Mm. She was talking to a homegirl. Bitch, you eat pussy. Get the fuck away from me with that bullshit.
Yeah, you crazy. So she couldn't even be friends with girls.
No, she could have, but it was an ex. Like, how am I gonna allow that? Well, no.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Hi, Mom. So, like, I just.
He totally got off track with that.
Yeah. That hand mine kicked in. Wait, because, like, I'm tripping because I'm thinking in my head, like, for you, I mean, that's just, to me, just doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because if you were to. How do you know if they cheating or not? Because girls are really slick. Yes?
Yeah, but see, the vagina, when it gets wet, it gets a stringy. It's like a clear, stringy substance. So don't play with me and tell me you weren't just fingered. Because I'll sniff a nigga dick real quick. Like, bro, drop your pants. You didn't answer the phone for 2 hours.
I say, goddamn. I say, goddamn. All right,
then. I have no shame. I've always taken care of me. I've never needed someone to, so... My need for you is a want, not a need. It's not a necessity. I can go buy a dildo and have less problems.
Wow. Right, exactly.
And there you have it. All right, yeah, we're going. That's a new one. I'm gonna draw that.
I'm
talking about the stringy thing.
Yeah, because when a girl actually nuts, if you actually like watch her,
yeah,
it's like a clear.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, I just didn't know. How do you figure that out later on, though?
What do you mean later on? That just sits up in there.
Oh.
It sits there until it comes out either in the panties
fellas,
or
pay attention. Fellas, pay attention. You can catch your bitch cheating, dog. You can catch your bitch cheating. Pay attention to the string, clear shit that come out of coochie. You might not have seen it in a couple years, but somebody done seen it. You might want to pay attention. So,
wow.
Oh my God, that's crazy. But we're out of time because you have a time restraint. And
why get to work? What you expect?
And where can they find you?
Baby Dolls Fort Worth. Well, you is Bedford.
One of the motherfucking cities. You can find her not hitting no more splits because we don't need you pulling no more hamstrings licking ass.
I can barely touch my toes. We good. I got shit I got to do tomorrow.
Oh, God. Man. Mo?
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And thank you for coming out.
No problem. I enjoyed myself. This again, so. You know, there always is Sunday.
Don't join us again.
We don't need part two?
No more. No,
I told
we don't
you,
need
that's
no
what I told
more.
Her. I was like, we're going to end up with a part two on Sunday.
We don't need no more. This was like all the male viewers are like, Jesus. Oh, so you just punch her in the back of the head and the asshole fall out? Okay, then the dragon, she snort. Oh, okay, all right. Stringy
definitely
shit. I ain't seen that in years.
I've definitely learned a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, that stringy shit. Too. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, come here, bitch. Let me scratch your snip. Let me
stuck on the white dragon, like.
Oh, I'll show you the video when we get off.
Because I've been like.
This is the rules of engagement, and we are the fuck out of here. I am not about to listen to
this. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week.
Bye.